Welcome to the Your Soul is Calling podcast. I'm your host, Jade Seto, mindset and life coach, energy worker, and manifestation expert. And this podcast is really my opportunity to just say it how it fucking is. So, let's be unapologetic and stepping into our fullest potential. And let's be real. We all want to create a shitload of abundance and fulfillment in this life. I want this show to connect you with your soul. This is for the multidimensional woman, or maybe just the spiritually curious woman who is ready to go all in on life, business, and big dreams. So, let's stop playing small and awaken together so we can be free and get really real. If you're ready for expansion, big shifts, and evolution to unlock your gifts and speak your truth to live your best life ever, then you have come to the right place. So let's get real, let's get raw, and start fucking listening, because babes, your soul is calling. Hello and welcome to the podcast. But before we get into today's episode, I just want to take a very brief and short moment to talk about my new program, which is called Unraveled. It is a 4-week one-to-one program done on a one-to-one basis where you get the utmost support and guidance from myself over 4 weeks, where we look at a pattern that is repeating in your life that is keeping you stuck or limited to where you don't want to be. It might be a cycle that you're trapped in. It might be a continuous pattern of attracting relationships that do not serve you, attracting experiences or situations into your life over and over again, and always getting the same outcome no matter what you do differently. If you are someone who is repeating outcomes in your life, who is stuck in a cycle of negative or limiting behavior, who feels trapped in a reality that you can't break free from, or you always seem to feel like you are doing something wrong and you don't know what it is that you need to do to make it right, then this is going to be the perfect program for you. What we do is we really unravel and go deep under the surface to see what is really going on behind the scenes energetically. This is an energetic and soul program where we look at all the dimensions of your soul. We look at your karmic contracts, we look at your soul contracts, your karmic connections, we look at the patterns that are repeating, the hooks, the ties, the cords that are constantly attracting these unwanted situations into your life, and we clear everything for you. This is also a program that allows you to reprogram your consciousness to help you empower yourself to create the reality and the life that you want to create, because consciousness is what creates your reality. Now, this goes so in depth, no stone is left unturned. We look at your ancestral, we look at your past life, we look at your collective consciousness, we look at all the patterns and all the traumas and all the wounds that have been holding you back, that are keeping you stuck into negative or unwanted timelines, realities, or people or situations in your life, and we clear everything that needs to be cleared, then reprogram you with empowering beliefs that allows you to move past your limitations and become unstuck for good. If what I'm saying is resonating with you and you are feeling that urge or that pull, do not ignore your own intuition and trust. Feel free to contact me, book a free call, and let's have a chat about whether Unraveled is right for you. Hello and welcome back. Welcome back to the second series of the Your Soul is Calling podcast. I'm so excited to actually finally start recording this podcast again, because it's something that I have been putting off a little bit actually over the last couple of months. I had a little break, as you well know, if you were listening to my first series. The last time I recorded an episode, I was actually in Bali and I don't think I'd been there that long. And I've been navigating quite a lot of personal stuff that I'm actually going to be sharing with you over the next few episodes. But today I really just wanted to give you a little bit of a life update, but I wanted to also really talk about, as we break into this new series, I want to talk about building self-trust, because What I have learned along my journey is a lot of the time, the reason why we don't trust that we can have what we want, the reason why we don't trust our intuition, the reason why we are too afraid to leave situations that we know are not good for us, the reason why we limit ourselves, the reason why we avoid growth, expansion, and evolution, the reason why we give in to our fears, all of these different things, the reason what I've found often comes down to the fact that we don't actually have enough trust. We don't trust ourselves to make the right decisions. We don't trust ourselves to know what's good for us. So what we end up doing is we end up avoiding making decisions altogether. Or we might end up putting our power into places that are outside of ourselves. And that can look like asking people for advice. That can look like listening to what other people want instead of what you feel is right for you. That could look like doing what you think you should be doing instead of what you actually feel in your heart and desire to do. And there's a lot of different reasons why you might stray off the path that I'd say is best aligned with what your soul came here to do. Really and truly, you need to think of it like this. Your soul came here with a purpose, with a mission, and with a plan. Some of that might be to help contribute to the collective and humanity. Some of it might be just to help balance out your own karma and your own lessons and soul growth. But really and truly, it is all for the purpose of evolution. The reason why we go through struggles, the reason why we feel sadness, pain, suffering, and face hardships, the reason why we attract situations, relationships, and experiences into our life is often for the purpose of learning lessons and remembering who the fuck we are, remembering who you are. We go through this process of when we start to incarnate as a human where we don't remember our soul's true essence. We don't remember any of our past lives. We don't remember that we come from source and we are all connected. We don't remember that a lot of the separation that we feel and the disconnectedness is actually an illusion, you know? We forget that we create our external reality based on how we feel inside. We forget that our relationships and situations are simply mirror reflections of how we feel on the inside. And we end up disempowering ourselves and forgetting how powerful we truly are. And I really feel that we have come here to remember our true nature, to remember our soul, to remember who we truly are, to remember how powerful we are. And a lot of the time when we lack self-trust, we really lack personal power. We give away our power because we don't trust. So a lot of the time it's very easy to blame other things that are wrong in your life, blame the people in your life, blame your job, blame this, blame that. But what you forget is that your life is a culmination of all the decisions and all the choices that you have made over time. Your reality is basically sitting in different timelines. So we have different realities that are parallel to each other, all sitting next to each other. And the reality that you are experiencing or the timeline that you are experiencing is based on the little decisions that you make and your energetic frequency and the choices that you make every day and how you feel about yourself. And we're constantly shifting. We're constantly shifting from one timeline to another, from one reality to another, from one dimension to another. We are constantly shifting all the time, even if you are not aware that is happening. That is what you are doing. So it's important that we are making decisions and choices that are aligned with our soul. And you will know, right? You will know when you are choosing a timeline that is not really aligned with the best version of you. You will know when you are giving away your power. You will know when you are putting your power outside of yourself, when you are making decisions that are not really keeping you in a reality that you want to be in, because you'll feel it. You'll feel it. You'll feel it with your emotions. You might feel trapped, hopeless, stuck. You might feel depressed. You might feel that you don't have a lot to look forward to. You might feel unhappy. You might feel sad. Something just does not feel right, you know? And we really ignore our emotions. I feel like humans, we're so afraid of our emotions. We're so afraid to feel what's going on. And we don't trust what's coming up. We just block it and avoid it and distract ourselves. And so this is why we sometimes miss the really important signs from the universe, the really important signs from your spirit team, the nudges and the urges that your soul is trying to lead you towards. you can find that you miss it because you don't trust. How many times have you stayed in a relationship or situation that really isn't serving you because you don't trust that something better is going to come along? You don't trust that you can have a better life. You don't trust that you deserve a love that makes you feel worthy, that makes you feel appreciated, that makes you feel seen and understood, or makes you feel special or important. How many times have you settled for something that just does not feel good because you don't trust that something better is coming? Because you don't trust in your ability to create a better outcome for yourself. And this looks like trying to control situations, trying to control the outcome of situations, trying to control every little detail of how things turn out in your life. And what that might look like is not going for risks, not going for things that you know are scary, not putting yourself out there, not doing things where you're uncertain of what the outcome might be. And what happens is that keeps us stuck. It keeps us settling for things that we know don't feel good, but we're so afraid and we don't trust that we can create something better that it's easier to stay where we are than what it is to take a risk, a leap of faith, and step into the unknown, step into unfamiliar territory. Because remember, your brain is wired to warn you from unfamiliar territory. Your brain is wired to warn you from uncertainty. Your ego is there to keep you safe, and your subconscious mind wants to keep you safe. So anytime you're presented with a situation or an experience that might take a little risk or might require a risk or might require a bit more trust and faith or require you to take a leap into the unknown, your brain is automatically going to get you stuck in your head overthinking, right? Because that's what it's wired to do. The way that it warns you to keep away from uncertainty is to keep you stuck in your head overthinking. And it might look like, wait, what could go wrong here? And you start to overanalyze and overthink all the different situations and outcomes of what could go wrong. And that's when you start to make up scenarios and outcomes in your head. And that creates even more fear. And then that creates even more self-doubt. So when it comes to doing something challenging or doing something scary the next time, you've developed more self-doubt and you're even more afraid. And that's how you get trapped in that cycle. So that's one thing, okay? The brain is always wired to keep you away from those situations. So it is natural that anytime you try something new, anytime you try and follow your intuitive urges, anytime you try and step outside your comfort zone, you are going to feel that immediate resistance and those feelings of fear. It's about understanding that you can feel those feelings because they're normal, because your brain is wired that way. However, you are trusting that your soul is guiding you towards what is right for you. You are trusting that you know what's best for you. And even if on paper and to other people, it doesn't look like the right decision, the fact that you feel it and you trust it is enough for you to move forward. And when you start to take a step forward, the universe will start to take a step forward towards you. When you start to take a step forward with trust, you will find that your path is made more clearer and the next steps that you need to take are going to become more apparent and clearer to you, because you do not need to know the outcome of every situation to take the first step. And that's one of the biggest blocks, one of the biggest unconscious blocks that hold us back. We don't realize that we feel we need to know the outcome to make us feel safe in order to not take the first step. But the way that your brain predicts the future is based on things that have happened in the past. So therefore, you are going to have to sometimes overcome the logical, analytical, overanalyzing part of your mind that is trying to create a logical outcome. And you are going to have to trust your intuition. You are going to have to trust your urges. You're going to have to trust your gut. You are going to have to trust your instincts. And you are going to have to trust your higher self and your soul and know that it is guiding you. And you can trust what is coming up for you because you know what is best for you. And trust me, one of the biggest lessons that I learned over the last year, especially during the last eclipse, was that nobody knows what is best for me better than me. I've spent a lot of time in my life giving my power away to other people. There's been many times where I have put people on pedestals. I have put people so high up that I have valued their opinion before my own. But every time that you put somebody else's decision, somebody else's opinion, or somebody else's decision before your own, You are programming your subconscious mind to believe that their opinion is more important than yours, than what they think is more important than what you think. And overall, they are more important than you. So in this episode, I want to give you some tips around how to trust yourself a little bit more, how to build self-trust, and why self-trust is so important. Because a lot of the time, the reason why we are afraid to do things that we want to do is because it doesn't feel safe in our body. It doesn't feel safe in our heart. The unknown is scary and we don't feel safe. So one of the biggest lessons in that is to understand that or realize that your soul, okay, came here to learn, and you can create everything that you need for yourself by yourself. And working with many, many women since I've started this work and started my program Unraveled and started to unravel what is going on under the surface and why people repeat limiting patterns and why people sabotage and why people are stuck in cycles of attracting the same outcome or creating the same outcome in their life that is an unwanted outcome, is that most of us believe that the things we are searching for are outside of us. And the biggest lessons that come up are, if you are looking outside yourself for love and you're constantly searching for relationships that make you feel lovable, because deep down you have a wound around being loved and that has created programming, false programming and beliefs in your mind and your consciousness around being unlovable, you are going to attract situations. Your soul is going to attract relationships, situations and experiences to you that make you feel unlovable, that reinforce that belief that you are unlovable. And the whole purpose is not to make you feel even more unlovable, to hurt you even more. The purpose is so that you can overcome that pattern and you can learn that you can create everything that you need for yourself. What is important is that you learn to love yourself. And only when you learn to love yourself and complete that lesson and remove that programming, then your soul will stop attracting situations to you for you to learn that lesson. And that's how we change the outside of our lives. That's how we change the external. That's how we create better relationships. That's how we attract partners that love us and give us what we want. That's how we create more safety and stability and security within ourselves, is to find out or realize or complete the lesson that we can give ourselves everything that we need. You will not meet someone who makes you feel the way you want them to feel until you learn to give that thing that you're seeking to yourself. And that is the way it is at the end of the day. If you have not worked with that energy within yourself, you are going to attract more of that in your life. And every wound and trauma that you experience creates a little energetic scar on your energy field, okay? And then that scar holds a particular frequency of that wound. And what happens is you attract more situations that are an energetic match for that frequency, for that wound. So if you have been in a relationship that's toxic and it's made you feel unlovable, that if you haven't healed that wound, you are going to attract more of that same situation, more of that same frequency, more relationships that hold that energetic frequency. So it's very important that not only are you learning to build self-trust, but you heal the wounds along the way. And this is what I'm really big on, okay? I feel like so many people out there are trying to teach self-empowerment, trying to teach personal power. I feel like so many people are trying to teach people how to create more self-worth, self-power, self-trust, but nobody's focusing on healing before we empower ourselves. If you do not feel good enough, if you do not feel worthy, if you feel unlovable, if you feel disempowered, if you feel less than, until you heal the wound that created that feeling in the first place, you're going to attract more of those situations. So you can try and reprogram yourself all that you want and tell yourself that I am powerful, I am worthy, I am this, I am that, but you won't fully believe it unless you let go of the pain and suffering attached to that wound, because the soul doesn't always want to let go. when there's a lot of pain and suffering attached. So firstly, it's very important that we are healing along the journey, okay? Feel it to heal it. Do what you need to do, whether working with an energy practitioner, whether working with a therapist, whether working with yourself, doing your shadow work, whether you're having sound healings, however you are choosing to do it, make sure that you are healing along your journey as well as empowering yourself, because we really want this to last. So a lot of the time when we are not healing, we are attracting more of those situations to us, okay? That's what's happening. So it's very important that we learn to trust ourselves. It's very important that we learn to heal the things that created that lack of self-trust in the first place before we move forward and continue to trust ourselves. When we have a lack of self-trust, we will struggle to let go of something that we know isn't helping us move forward. We will struggle to say no to things that we really don't want to do, and we'll end up saying yes and becoming people pleasers. And this is why we sabotage a lot of the time, because we don't trust ourselves and we don't trust that we're not going to let ourselves down again. And this is why we sometimes feel like going back to something that isn't right for us, because we don't trust that we can create something better for ourselves. And self-trust is like a muscle, okay? It's like a muscle. The more that you use it, the more it will grow. And it is possible for you to learn to trust yourself again and build more confidence in your ability to take action and to move forward. So I want to give you some tips now on how you can build more self-trust with yourself, okay? So first of all, I know affirmations are kind of like everybody uses them, but I want you to really understand that they're even more powerful when you are healing along the way, okay? Because I am statements are powerful because you are affirming your new truth, and words do carry an energetic frequency and have the power to cast spells over your reality as well as pre-program your subconscious mind. So looking in the mirror is a particularly powerful way to say affirmations in the morning. And I like to look into my left eye as well. Okay, looking in the mirror, looking into your left eye and really positively affirming all the things that you need to. I can trust myself. I trust myself. I am powerful. I trust my ability to make decisions. Yeah, I know that I can trust myself. I am safe with my trust. I am safe with myself. I feel safe trusting myself. All these kinds of affirmations are so, so, so powerful when it comes to reprogramming yourself and affirming and casting spells over your reality. The second thing I want to talk about is like evidence, okay? So your brain looks for evidence. We have something in our mind that's called a rhetorical activating system. And what it does is it works like a filter. I might have spoke about this before, but it does what you tell it. So whatever you tell it, what beliefs you program it with, it then goes out and it looks for evidence to prove those things to be true, and it allows those pieces of evidence to come into your consciousness. So for example, that is why you always see happy couples everywhere whenever you're going through a breakup. Or if you used to tell yourself red buses and then suddenly you've heard that old saying, you see red buses everywhere. It acts like a filter because your brain is not possible to take in all the information that is available to it. Your brain would literally explode, right? So what it does is it acts like a filter. And it only lets certain bits of information in based on what you tell it. So if you are telling yourself that you can't trust yourself, what it's going to do is it's going to look for evidence that you can't trust yourself, and it's going to allow that evidence to come in, which is basically is evidence for your brain to prove your belief right that you can't trust yourself. That's how it works. So what we want to do is we want to look for evidence that you can trust yourself and build on that. Your brain loves to find evidence to prove itself right. So by finding evidence that supports your belief that you can trust yourself, you will start to believe in yourself. The trick is to start small and build bigger. Look for evidence daily that you can trust yourself. So for example, every time you make a decision that is right, that you know is right for you, notice that as evidence that you are trusting yourself. Every time you do something, okay, and you're like, I knew I should have done that, that was the right decision, reward yourself and give yourself praise. a way to flip that on its head would be to look for all the times that you didn't trust yourself and you knew you should have trusted yourself, and you afterwards you're like, oh, I wish I'd have listened to myself. Why didn't I listen? I knew that. Again, that is more evidence that you have the ability to trust yourself. So look for evidence every time you prove yourself that you can trust yourself and build on that, because the way that we reprogram the subconscious mind to create new beliefs is based on evidence. Okay, it's based on evidence. So looking for evidence is so important to build trust and feel safe building trust with yourself. Thirdly, I want to talk about following your intuition. The reason why we don't trust ourselves is often because we don't trust our intuition. The signs are always there. The urges are always there. You have a whole spirit team, ancestors, angels, spirit guides, your higher self, your soul. You have a whole team of support that's always guiding you on the right path of where your soul is meant to go. It's always guiding you onto your highest timeline. It's always guiding you towards the best version of yourself. It's always trying to create the best outcome for you no matter what, okay? So when you have this team guiding you, the way it does that is through synchronicities. But you might turn around and say, that's just a coincidence. The way that it does that is through signs, but you might ignore the signs because you're so busy living in fear or creating fake, made up, fearful scenarios in your mind that don't exist. The way that it does that is through your emotion. But are you blocking your emotion? Are you avoiding and distracting yourself instead of feeling what you need to feel? The way it does that is by sending you little signals and urges through feelings in your body, in your gut. Urges, feelings. I have a hunch that doesn't feel right. But are you ignoring it because you don't trust yourself? And this is the thing. If you was to start living your life based on what you feel instead of what you think, by connecting to your heart, because the heart knows, but the mind thinks. The heart is your portal towards what you came here to do. Your heart is your portal towards guiding you towards what lights you up. Your heart is a portal that really gives you access to your deepest, darkest heart's yearnings and longings, what you are longing for in your heart. What you are longing and yearning for, like longing, you know that word, just longing, like what your heart longs for, that is what you came here to do. You didn't come here to fit in a box. You didn't come here to live your life for other people. You didn't come here to live a mediocre life and settle for something that doesn't make you happy because you're too afraid to go for what you know is right for you, okay? That's not why your soul came here. Your soul came here to learn, to grow, to evolve, to live a life of joy with purpose and meaning. Your soul is unconditional love. Your soul came here to experience unconditional love, to remember who you are, to go back up and remember that you are unconditional love. It's through unconditional love that we start to ascend. It's through unconditional love that we break through the barriers of fear. It's through unconditional love that we realize that we are all connected through unconditional love and that there is no separation, and all the separation is an illusion and a wall that's keeping you away from your true nature, from where you're supposed to be, from true fulfillment, happiness, and joy. Okay? It's all experienced through unconditional love. Finding unconditional for your love, regardless of what other people think of you. Learning to love yourself and know you are worthy, regardless of what you do or have, purely because you exist. You are worthy purely because you exist, okay? When you follow your intuition, you are being guided towards what is right for you. And the only reason you want it is because it is meant for you. And I really believe that. If it wasn't meant for you, you wouldn't want it. By connecting to your body, by connecting to your heart, by connecting to your deepest, darkest longings, by connecting to what your heart is yearning for, the feelings, the urges, the intuition, the nudges in your body, you are always going to be guided towards the highest and best version of what your life can be now. And that's why sometimes when we feel something is off and we don't listen, we sometimes really beat ourselves up afterwards and we're like, why didn't I listen? I knew it. Trust your feelings, trust your urges. Start small and work your way up, building trust as you go along. Remind yourself that you can trust yourself and no one knows what is better for you more than you do. Remember, by trusting yourself, you are taking back your power. So self-trust for me is one of the most underrated things that really we need to cultivate if we want to break free from limitation, if we want to break free from fear, if we want to break free from old timelines, old versions of ourselves, old stories, old realities that really are not serving our highest good, and we really want to step into that next level of growth and create a life that's really feels fucking amazing, like feels amazing every day, feels joyful and happy, then trust, self-trust is going to be the one thing that gets you there before anything. Because if you don't have trust, if you don't have self-trust, if you don't trust yourself, then you don't have anything, because you will always look outside yourself for the answers. You will always look outside yourself for power. You will always give your power away to what is outside of yourself. And the one thing that we are here to learn is that that power is cultivated from within. You have everything. You have been equipped with everything that you need to get from point A to point B in this life, in the most easiest way, with the least resistance and the most flow and ease as possible. But often the problem is we don't trust. So I want to bring it to my last point before I finish this episode. This is quite a short episode today, but I want to bring it to my last point, which is inner child healing. At some point in your life, you was taught that you could not trust yourself. Maybe it was as a child. Maybe you went to do something and your parents told you, no, that's not a good idea. Maybe you decided that you wanted to go and do a particular course at university or college, or you wanted to have a particular career when you got older, and your teachers or your parents told you that that was a stupid idea and no one ever makes any money doing things like that, and you should go and be a doctor or a lawyer or get a degree or do something, get a college diploma. You need to do it a certain way. We live in a society where we are constantly being programmed to believe that we have to create success and happiness a certain way. And this is how it looks, okay? It looks like, go to school, get an education, go to university, get a good job, you will be fine. It looks like, meet someone, get married, have a kid, get a house, get a dog, white picket fence, two children, da-da-da. That is what's going to create happiness for you. It looks like, for many of my clients, it's looked like, spend years getting an education to become a lawyer, get a job in a top firm, work like a dog for 40, 50 hours, 60 hours, 70 hours a week, however many it takes. Have no joy and fulfillment for yourself, but yet you've created the success that you were programmed to believe you were going to get at the end of this. And then they look at their lives and they're like, is this fucking it? Is this it? Is this what I've just sacrificed everything for? Is this what I've just worked my ass for? Or they become a doctor and they realize that actually it isn't as good as what they thought it would be. And it isn't as fulfilling as what they thought it would be, because it's not what their heart and soul wanted. But they became a doctor because their parents were doctors. Or we've been conditioned in a society to believe that if you're a lawyer, a doctor, a dentist, or some kind of profession, an accountant, then that is the thing that's going to create the most success and happiness for you. And this is false programming. And what I mean when I talk about false programming, I mean the programming that's keeping you stuck in a false reality that your soul is not meant for. Okay, the limiting programming, the limiting beliefs that are just not true. We have been convinced and programmed in a society that we need to give constantly to receive, that we must work hard if we want to create abundance, success, prosperity, wealth, happiness, that there is no way to do it other than getting your head down, working hard and grafting. And I'm sorry, but that's just not true. You can work smart nowadays. Maybe in the industrial ages, when, you know, we worked in factories and people had to work hard to make a living, that may have been true. But nowadays we work with technology. I can reach millions, if not thousands, if not millions of people by one post. I can create a group program that caters for 20, 30 people at one time and takes 1 hour of my time. You do not need to work hard anymore. You can work smart. And if you are open to receive blessings and abundance, you can receive without having to give, okay? I do not believe that we need to keep giving to receive. It is our true nature to receive. It is our true nature to be abundant. However, we have blocked ourselves from receiving that. But originally, we were open to receive all of that stuff. That is who we truly are. So all this false programming and all these beliefs have kept us trapped in this way of thinking that we need to do things a certain way, that we need to fit into a box, that we need to follow the path that we've been told, that we need to do it like this, that we need to do it like that, okay? So at some point in your childhood, you were probably told that you couldn't have what you wanted, that what you wanted was not possible, that you shouldn't want what you want, and that the feelings that you have are not valued, okay? And that might cause blockages that stops you from expressing your feelings in the future, that stops you expressing your needs. And you might find, I've had this with clients where they've grown up and they start making decisions, let other people make their decisions all the time, instead of being able to make their own decisions. And when we work through the Unravel program, in that, for that example, when we went back, it really started off at school with what she wanted to do and what career she wanted, and her parents completely telling her that that was a bad idea, and her teachers completely pissing all over her dreams, pissing all over her bonfire. So she started to believe that what she wanted wasn't right and started to lose trust in her own urges and her own thoughts and feelings and the things that she wanted for herself. And over time, the brain just looks for more evidence to prove that you cannot trust yourself. So your lack of self-trust grows. So inner child healing is a really powerful way for you to go back to your inner child and teach your inner child, reparent yourself, teach your inner child that you can trust yourself, that you can trust your intuition, that you can trust your urges. There's lots of different ways to do this, but I want you to really understand that healing is a really important part, and there's many ways to heal. And inner child healing is a really powerful way to help you build trust with yourself, to help you overcome the blockages that have made you feel that once you couldn't trust yourself, to release that trauma, release those bonds, release those attachments. And that's something that I offer as well. But there's many ways that you can do inner child healing. You don't necessarily need to work with someone. I mean, you can just do an inner child meditation, and you can use visualization. You might want to find something on YouTube. You might want to buy an inner child meditation. You might want to work with a healer or a therapist. There's many ways that you can do this. So I don't want you to feel that there's only one way that you can do this thing or these things. There are many, many ways, and you just do what's right for you. But what I will urge you to do is to trust your intuition, to trust what feels right, and do what you feel. So they're my biggest four tips on self-trust. Now, the reason why I wanted to talk about self-trust is because I feel like it kind of skirts under the radar of what people perceive or think the problem is. A lot of the time you feel like you're just in an unhappy relationship. A lot of the time you might feel like you're just sad, or you're stuck, or you're not where you want to be, or you have a lot of self-doubt, or you don't feel good enough, or you overthink, or you overanalyze, and you procrastinate and you sabotage. You might perceive all those behaviors to be a problem, okay? But what I want you to really think about is looking under the surface of that, which is why I created my program Unraveled. Because when we start to unravel you and we start to look a little bit deeper, we realize that actually those are just coping mechanism behaviors that you are using to distract yourself from what is really going on. And often it is a deeper underlying issue of not having self-trust, not being able to trust yourself to make decisions, not believing that you are deserving or worthy to create or have something better, feeling unlovable, lack of self-love, not knowing that you have the power to create what you want, and outsourcing your power to other people and looking to others all the time. And that's what creates the blockages, where we feel we can't do what we want because we're worried about what other people think. And that's why often we end up settling for what we don't want, because we do what we think we should be doing instead of what we know and feel is right for us in our heart and in our souls. And often it leads to more blame, shame, and guilt when we don't listen to our intuition, when we don't trust ourselves, we don't get the outcome that you want. And then you'll blame yourself and you're like, why didn't I listen? And that creates even more fear and self-doubt and lack of self-trust next time you try to do something new. So what's important is that you break that cycle. You break that cycle. And that's what Unraveled is all about. It's about breaking cycles. It's about clearing patterns. Because when you look at your life and you look at the reasons why you are where you are and the reasons why you're not doing what you want to do, it's often because there is a pattern of you not listening and trusting yourself. So the patterns and the cycles that we get stuck in are so important, and I feel like nobody talks about them enough, and no one realizes that that's the reason why we're stuck. It's not just because we're stupid or we're lazy or we're not disciplined or we're not determined, or all the other shitty stories that you tell yourself about yourself, you know, all those negative, disempowering, crappy stories, all the negative thinking, putting yourself down, telling yourself you're this, telling yourself you're that. Those are stories that you are identifying with, but they are not who you are, and they are not your truth, okay? They are not your truth. They are not who you are. You are just identifying with that pattern that is repeating out in your life, which is a lack of self-trust, which I believe has been created by a wound at one point where you were told or taught that you cannot trust yourself through some kind of trauma. So in Unraveled, what we do is we heal. We heal everything that needs to be healed. And I'm talking across all timelines, dimensions, realities of your soul, not just this human experience. Because if you've listened to my podcast before, you'll know I talk about how the soul is multidimensional and your soul is existing across different realities all at the same time. I'm going to talk a little bit more about that in some future episodes. But, you know, your soul is multidimensional. So the healing that we do goes across all dimensions, because what is happening to your soul in another reality can actually affect you in this reality. Also, what we do is we clear all the attachments, all the cords and the hooks that are really attracting these unwanted situations to you, because there is a hook often. There is a trauma. There is an energetic scar in your energy field that is really hooking in more of those situations that make you feel like you can't trust yourself. We clear all of that so you don't have to attract those situations anymore. And then we reprogram you to build trust with yourself. And I want you to think about what you could do with your life if you just trusted a little bit more, if you just trusted yourself, if you just trusted the universe, if you just trusted that things are working out for you, if you could just have a little bit more trust, what could you create? Where would you be in 6 months' time if you could just trust just a little bit more? So I hope this episode was helpful for you. I'm going to do another little episode on this series around a little life update, just so you know what's going on with me, because I do like to share what's going on with me as well. I like to share my life with you, not because I think you're particularly interested, but because I think you might learn from it, some of my mistakes that I've made. I'm not sitting here on a pedestal pretending that I'm perfect and I don't make mistakes, because I've made many and I've learned many lessons. But if I can just share some of it with you and it can help you along your journey, then that makes me very, very happy. Those are my four tips how to build more self-trust. So affirmations, looking for evidence, inner child healing, trusting your intuition, four really powerful ways that you can help to build more self-trust. So what I want you to do is, after you've listened to this episode, I want you to sit down and I want you to just journal all the ways in which you don't trust yourself and some of the decisions that you've made that come from fear because you lack self-trust. And maybe look at your life and see where you could benefit from having just a little bit more trust in yourself and the powers that be, the universe, but more importantly, trusting your soul. Hello, I can't thank you enough for joining me today on the Your Soul is Calling podcast. I hope you've had some inspiration and big takeaways from today's discussion. If you have, please rate and review this podcast, because it really means so much to me. And let's connect on Instagram. Feel free to screenshot this episode, share to your stories, and tag me if you feel called to. I absolutely love sharing this podcast with you, and I'm looking forward to connecting with you in the future. In the meantime, don't forget to listen to yourself, connect with yourself, and connect with your soul.